Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti on The Fan.
Boomer and Geo on The Fan, CBS Sports Network. Boomer back tomorrow. Jerry hosting another day. We've got CeeLo with us. So you had Minko most of last week, huh?
Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And then Joey Waller on Friday.
Was Minko any better this time
Minko
around?
Was good. He gave up the last hour every day.
Oh, really?
But I thought he was very good throughout the week. He gave us some humor, at least he tried, which was funny in and of itself, the awkwardness there. But I thought he was good. The problem was he would get to 9. I don't know if he got tired. Guys, you tell me. Was he tired or did he just give up every day?
I think he was just like, it's enough.
Right, exactly.
Really?
Out of content?
Like, he used his material. He wasn't going to run it again. And it was kind of like, we'll give you a couple of scores. It's a moment of the day.
Wow.
Like, all right. Fair enough.
See, Mink is a update legend. We know this. But this particular update's a different update. It's a longer update. It's more involved.
More of a segment.
More, yeah, right. I mean, it's
interactive.
Sure. Yeah. And that's not Minko's forte. No. So I love when he tries to set up those jokes.
He did try many times
you know
to set up
coming.
Some stuff.
And then there's this story out of the Midwest. And you're like, oh, God.
The best part of it, though, more so as he's stumbling over himself trying to get through it, the setup, is watching them inside.
Oh.
Eddie just puts his head in his hand and shakes his head. And Hal has the look of just like stunned disbelief, like, say it already. So it was fun. So
like watching an accident in slow motion kind of a thing.
Did you guys talk about last week when he was in the stretch that he had where he actually did host mornings on this radio station?
We did not
get
into that. No, not this time around.
On this radio station?
Yeah, it was the Minko Morning Zoo.
Yeah, the Minko Morning Zoo.
For a month, right, Eddie? About 4 weeks he did it.
What year was this?
It was the 80s.
It was after the initial morning show was said goodbye to, which was Greg Gumbel, I believe, and before Imus began.
So was this before we were on 660?
Right before we switched over.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so Minko was the morning guy. And and there's one clip that survives where he does row, row, row your boat by himself.
For real?
Yeah. I've never heard
You've never heard that?
I have never heard that.
So you know how row, row, row your boat's supposed to be in a round where one person starts and the next person starts?
And they overlap.
Right. So Minko, his brilliant idea to do mornings, because he had to be kooky morning man John Minko, was to do a round by himself. So he went in and recorded Row, Row, Row Your Boat on several different carts.
Wow.
And he went in and started singing it and then like hit the other one and hit the other one, and he tried to do it, and it was a complete mess.
And this lives. You have this somewhere.
Where is this? Where do we find this?
I'll be able to find
You've been sitting on this gold. I've never heard this.
Really?
I haven't
11
either.
Years at the station. You and I mean, we go through the clips all the time. I've never heard that.
And it's just classic Minko, too, like after it bombed. He's like, okay, well, gave that a shot. You know? And the traffic.
He did that a couple of times last week. All right, well, I tried. Okay. That's fine.
Sad that I missed all of that. All right, but we do have CeeLo this morning. So, CeeLo, what do you got for us, man?
Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Yankees split the squad Sunday, played home run derby against the Tigers in Tampa.
Right.
Hi, Eddie.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. What a way to begin the game. A back-to-back. Luna belly to belly.
John Sterling here on The Fan. Brett Gardner, Aaron Judge greeting Detroit starter Daniel Norris quite rudely. Two long balls apiece on the day for those two. Gary Sanchez went deep, as did 22-year-old outfielder Isaiah Gilliam. Actually, he had the longest one of the six blasted by the Bombers in a 7-1 victory. Masahiro Tanaka, three scoreless on just one hit in his first appearance of the spring. Aaron Boone said he was busy.
A good day's work on some things that he was working on.
Lots of work across 40 pitches, 29 9 strikes for Tanaka. That was Boone with John and Susan mid-game here on The Fan. As far as all the home runs go, Boone says it's just a luxury of the exhibition season.
It's more, it truly is about getting your work in, but it's always nice to have some results, especially early on.
And first outing for Aroldis Chapman, his first pitch.
Doesn't it feel like already, it's only March 4th. I feel like they've been playing games for a month already.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a week, basically.
Eternally long.
It is, yeah, it is. You still got 3-4 weeks to go.
It's crazy.
Well, at least the regular season's short.
March 28th.
Oh, yeah, it is early this year. Yep. That's true. So Chapman comes in. His first pitch, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, blasted off the left field video board by someone named Ronnie Rodriguez for a Detroit home run. So not the best start for Chapman, but obviously, as Jerry just pointed out, long way to go. Meantime, in Dunedin, other squad fell to the Blue Jays 5-2, but Luke Voit went deep there, and Domingo Herman tossed 2 2/3 scoreless with 4 strikeouts. The Mets won a slugfest in Jupiter over the Cardinals 10-8. Big day for our roster hopeful there.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to right, fairly deep. Garcia backs up. He's watching that ball fly. It's gone. A home run for Dominic Smith.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880, 3-run shot from Smith. He was 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs for manager Mickey Callaway.
We were hoping to see this Dom, because this is the Dom we all think that he can be. We were hoping to see this last spring, and we just couldn't because he was injured.
And yeah, it's funny. Like, we're sitting here the whole time in the winter talking about Peter Alonso, is he going to start with the big club in April? You forget about Dominic Smith.
Yeah, well, I mean, what has he done? Serious.
I agree. He's still a kid, though, that you don't want to just put out to pasture just yet. And all of a sudden, if he has himself a good spring, it affords you the ability to keep Peter Alonso down for at least a month or until you need him.
Come on, Jerry. It's Pete Alonso now.
Whatever.
You can't say Peter Alonso. Everybody in the know understands it's Pete Alonso.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know. If Dom Smith has a great spring, good for him. But I'm not going to believe
it. It's the best
it.
Thing you can have, though. Force their hand, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a good problem to have. Is it not for the Mets?
I think it is.
There you go.
I think it is.
It's a good problem to have. And I can't believe Juan Lagares is going to be the center fielder.
Why? He was a gold glove center fielder a couple years ago.
Know,
why?
Because
if he's healthy, he should be.
I understand, but this is a
what,
guy.
Keon Broxton
out
there?
Yeah, who do you want to be the center fielder?
I'm just there's no better option, which is sort of my point.
He was a gold glover,
but
though.
But the guy, right, he was he's a gold glover,
hurt.
Right?
He's always hurt. Right now, he's not.
Yeah, I mean.
Right. He had 3 hits yesterday. Had a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch.
Right, of course
field.
He did.
I know you've always been a big Juan Lagares guy.
Blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. Maybe this is the year he plays 140 games.
I hope so.
And keep in mind,
Wouldn't
too, about his
tremendous.
Injuries. They're always effort injuries.
Yeah, okay, but it's always happening.
I understand, but it's not like he's always pulling a quad or a hamstring or, you know, these injuries where you scratch your head like, this guy can't stay on the field. He hurts himself diving after line drives,
tearing
running
ligaments
into walls.
In his
I mean, they're effort injuries.
Yeah, it's good for
I
him.
I don't have an issue
he's
with
given
that.
Given effort. But I just, this team, I was really super cynical with the whole Brody thing yesterday. I was driving in. Because I ended up staying here last night. So I was driving in last night listening to Chris Moore interview Wayne Randazzo.
Yes, I caught some of that as well.
So it just they're talking about the Phillies and what they did, and then they're going over the things to watch with the Mets, and it was just I just ended up.
You've given up already.
Yeah. Well,
cancel the season.
No, I'm not.
I'll
at that,
just watch your Yankees.
I'm not at that point, but it just was. Well, Brody's trying to sell positivity to these guys and really make them believe that they can win every day.
Of course
day.
He is.
So
what else is he gonna
but
do?
But I mean, this is the thing that like so we don't have as much talent as probably what the at least 3 teams in the division. Obviously the Marlins,
right.
We know that they're a mess. So you're 4th when it comes to talent on a roster in the division. You could say that. You
first
could make
in
that
pitching,
case.
Though.
Okay, but I'm talking overall roster. Can you say that you're 4th?
I don't know.
Third
the
or
Nationals
fourth.
Have a better roster.
Nationals
than the
Mets? Are good.
Hey, third or fourth in
third
the division.
Third or fourth. I would agree
what
with
you're
that.
Trying to say is, all right, we're going to take the talent that we have that could be 4th in a division and just make them believe a little more.
Because you have the best pitching.
Make them believe. That's what we're going to do. Just make them believe.
You have the best pitching.
I don't know.
Wow, the romance with Brody is over for you, huh? The honeymoon
phase. The Phillies had the Brody offseason, right? It was like if Brody talked, the Phillies did. That's sort of the way I felt about it. Like, he wanted to get Real Muto, and
they tried.
The
in
Phillies
fairness,
did.
They did try.
Okay, it's but the Phillies got him for nothing.
But it's not like they didn't make they weren't, you know, attempting to make that move, and he was just selling us a bill of goods. I do believe he really attempted to get Real Muto.
And he didn't get it done.
No, he didn't.
Right. And then also the big talk about anything's possible. And
well, that wasn't true.
Flew it to the top, and then here's Bryce Harper.
Harper, come on. You knew that was never happening.
Okay, but...
I do agree with Greg, though. I thought there was a chance that they would make a play for Machado, more so than Harper. I thought Machado they would go after.
I mean, the way this guy was talking, he got me believing that anything was possible.
Used car salesman, maybe.
Right. He's a property brother, is what he is. That's what he is. He's a guy.
No. Don't demean the property brothers.
I'm not demeaning the property brothers.
You just did. You called them used car salesmen.
No.
The houses they turn around for people?
I did not. You said used car salesman. I said he's a property brother, which means that he's coming in, he's trying to renovate something on a strict budget.
Yeah, but they renovate stuff.
They actually get it done.
And Brody did renovate this team a little bit.
They did.
They added, not the top fish, but they added some names.
What you wanted.
I get it.
Is it bad? I don't know what the property brothers are.
On HGTV?
Yeah, two guys, two brothers.
Google
twins.
Them. It'll come up that they're gay, but they're not. They're brothers.
It's like Brody found out that there were hidden plumbing issues that they didn't know about, so now you're not going
to
get the full
master
suite. They had to go to the Wilpons. Yeah. We've got some bad news. We found mold in the attic. We need another $20,000.
This is termite damage.
Right. Yeah, so here's Keon Broxton to paint your living room.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I love when they have to do that, where the homeowners now have to do part of the renovation to save money.
Well, if you like to save money, you know, you could paint the family room.
Yeah, and then the schmuck's going like this, rolling paint on to save $5,000.
I like when they get the homeowner to come demolish the wall to save money.
Well, that's just right.
And the woman takes the sledgehammer, and she's getting all her anger out, probably on the husband.
But that's
she's just smashing that wall
down. Of course.
Down.
That's in every episode, though. That's just set up for TV. You know, everybody there, you can save $5,000 by knocking down this wall.
You are right about that. I don't think I've ever seen a Property Brothers show where they don't run into several issues. So, first of all, they talk them into probably the more expensive home, but it's got the better upside.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we'll get you to your max budget, and we'll have plenty of money for this. And then within 10 minutes of the show, the max budget's blown. They got to come up with more money.
Right.
But boy, they do a good job.
Yeah. Rat poop just falls down on them every episode, inevitably.
That when they pull the ceiling tiles down from the
it's raining feces every time. And they come in and they're like, oh, we got some bad news. Are you sitting down? You see this right here? Feces rain.
That's a problem.
So, that beautiful kitchen you thought you were getting, you're not. So we're taking the appliances from your old piece of crap apartment and throwing them in here, and you got to paint the whole house.
There was one this weekend I was watching. I think it was in Georgia, and the people were renovating the house, and when they opened the wall, they found a family of snakes.
Oh, my God.
And the one snake
was... I thought you were going to
say humans. No.
It's like, oh, you're the Andersons.
That's a different kind of show.
No, it was a family of snakes, and the big snake was enormous.
Holy
yeah, it was pretty wild. And they
in Georgia
got the I think it was in Georgia, and they did a hell of a job on this home. But they ripped it down to its studs, got rid of the snakes, got rid of all the problems, and it's a beautiful home.
That's what we think.
Gotta get rid of the snakes.
So we think, yes,
they'll be back. Don't worry.
Probably
they'll find their way back.
And just like the Mets, the snakes will be back.
Yes, back to the Mets. By the way, Zach Wheeler was not great. 4 hits, couple of walks, 3 earned runs. He was chased in the second inning. He tells a different story, though.
You know, happy for the most part today. Had 2 walks and only 1 hard hit ball.
Now, to be the 2-run homer served up to Matt Carpenter in the second. First game action for Travis d'Arnaud since undergoing Tommy John surgery last spring. 1-for-3 with an RBI as the DH.
Emotional. I was jittery, nervous. But once I put my foot in between the foul line, I was pretty excited and glad to be back out there.
I mean, you think he was gone for 5 years. Jeez.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Just serious injury, though.
I get it. It's a pretty common injury these days.
You're right. It's not like what Farquhar went through.
Right. You're right. Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure. Off the field, you had Noah Syndergaard taking a little playful jab at Bryce Harper on Instagram after Harper misspoke on Saturday during his introductory press conference with the Phillies. They were on the field. The whole pomp and circumstance, had the family out there, and he had this to say.
We want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street on a freaking boat or whatever, a thing, a bus, whatever it is, and, you know, have a trophy over my head and do that, because that's what it's all about.
Oops. Now, he pulled a Minko right there.
He did.
If you make a mistake, you just keep going, hope no one hears it.
He didn't even...
And Mink's awesome at that, and, you know, that's how you have to be. You know, you don't want to sit there and apologize and stop, and that's what Bryce Harper did.
But
I think
Mink realizes it when he says it. I legitimately don't think Harper had any idea, because his wife ended up having to correct him on the day.
Oh, is that true?
Like, yeah, hey, by the way. And he was like, oh, really? He had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think he had any clue either. And it's easy. I mean, he's been in D.C. his entire... How many times do you think he probably said that before?
Well, it didn't work out too well down there. But Syndergaard did tweet out a picture. Oh, we're looking to bring a title to D.C. Oops, I mean Queens. And then he took some heat in the comment sections because everyone's just sensitive. And then he later tweeted, rivalries are good, hashtag NL East. So all in good fun there. I don't think that was that bad. Mets split the squad today. They visit the Astros in West Palm Beach. They host the Red Sox in Port St. Lucie. The Yankees have the day off. Let's get to some basketball now. Sunday in L.A., not one of those instances where the Knicks scared you that they might actually win.
Michael Green from three.
Man, these guys are destroying the Knicks from behind the arc.
11 of 16 from downtown.
He should have just stopped at destroying the Knicks. So my son was watching this game yesterday, and I went in, and I believe the score, I might be wrong, but I think the score at halftime was 82-44.
Yeah, it was.
That is correct.
Two points shy of the franchise record of points given up.
I totally get the whole tanking thing. I do. But, I mean, at some point, you're becoming a disgrace. Hmm. That's the L.A. Clippers. That's not the Warriors.
By the way, the Clippers might be the best team in L.A. right now.
The Lakers, right. The Lakers are having their troubles. But I'm just saying, like, 40 points at halftime?
Yeah.
They were down early second quarter. I think they were down by 30 points.
38, I think, was the high at some point in the first half.
Well, 80. So. Yeah,
and Fizdale said they weren't ready to play.
36 at the break.
He's like, I don't know if they're getting their rest or whatever. They're probably up playing Fortnite, like you said the last time.
Well, that's true.
Up until 5 in the morning. They don't care. The season's over. Doesn't matter to them. And then they come out, and then this happens.
Yeah. So, 128-107, the final. And to your point on Fizdale.
We was not ready to play. For whatever reason, these early games have been we're not either getting rest or we're not mentally preparing, but we wasn't ready to play in that first half.
Not what you want to hear, especially when it's a young team.
I wonder if a pro team, and I've never been around it, does a pro team check on these guys? Or are they just allowed to do whatever they want as long as they show up for the bus, the ride to the arena the next day?
I don't know if it's different in different leagues. I think in the NFL they have bed checks for sure.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure.
That's a little bit different, though, when you're playing 16 games and only 8 of them are on the road.
Right.
And so 8 times you're checking to see if they made curfew.
Yeah. And the road trips are short.
Right.
I mean, these 1-2 nights tops.
And when a season gets away from you like this, if they're doing bed checks with the Knicks, I'd be very, very surprised.
Like I said, I don't know at the pro level in the NBA if they do or they don't. I'm not sure.
Some of these guys can't even go out to bars or anything, though. It's like, even if you're checking to see if they're room, like you said, they could be. They are late playing. What are you going to check and make sure their eyes are closed and they're all tucked in the hotel room?
Specifically talking about the night before a game. Sometimes you get into the city with a day off in between.
Yes.
I know they get to go out and do what they want. I just wonder, especially a day like that, a game like that. That game started at 5, so it was 2:00 in L.A.
Yeah.
When that game started,
it's not that early.
It's not that early, but they're used to playing at 7, 8:00 at night,
they
and all of a sudden you have a 2 p.m. game.
The
routine's completely changed.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's not good.
It's just as bad as it gets. Yeah. I mean, this right here is rock bottom.
This is what you wanted, though.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's great.
50th loss. They are 13-50. Only the Suns are worse at 13-51. And by the way, they did beat the Lakers on Saturday. Yeah. And LeBron in that game, I don't know if you saw the video over the weekend, just pure frustration. The Suns score basket. LeBron goes to take the ball out, and he launches it hits the backboard and deflects out of bounds. So he turns it over. He was just so upset. He literally just went to throw like an inbounds pass and launched it off the backboard, went right into the crowd, back to the Suns. And I think I saw somewhere that it was the first time in forever he was on the first bus back to the hotel after the game. Usually he's like the last one out of the locker room. So he's miserable in L.A. right now.
Yeah, team stinks. He's getting old. Didn't get Anthony Davis. Lost season for him. Not going to go to the finals. It's all setting in.
There you go. Nets and Mavericks at Barclays Center tonight. Pregame on the Fan, 7:15. Brooklyn's dropped 3 in a row, 9 of 13. Speaking of struggling teams, St. John's continues to be an enigma, losing at DePaul yesterday, 92-83. They very much remain on the bubble for the NCAA tournament. Michigan won at Maryland, 69-62. Creighton tripped up 10th-ranked Marquette, 66-60. Start of the new NFL league year coming up March 13th. When it opens, Nick Foles is expected to sign a multi-year contract with the Jaguars, so they are expected then to release Blake Bortles, and you have a new starter in Jacksonville for Tom Coughlin and his whole crew down there. So there you go.
All right, CeeLo, we appreciate that.
Hour.
All right, very good.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.